Good morning. Boker Tov, as they say in my part of the country. The manner in which we perform a mitzvah very often indicates our attitude to a mitzvah. For example, the world of Chumrah, one of the first Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos. Hamidu Kamidim Harbe, Hevim Misinim Adin, Vasusiag L'Torah. The value of Chumrah is not just important, thank you, Moshe, at a practical level, to establish barriers to prevent us from sliding into more severe chait. But the value of chumrah is attitudinal. A person realizes the severity of a devar isur, of a chatichat isura, so a chumrah is a method for demonstrating a certain degree of anxiety and concern not to even approach the realm of a devar isur. So a chumrah isn't just necessary from a practical standpoint, it's also valuable to set an attitude about the way a person views the world of Torah mitzvot, and in this case, isurim. On the same vein, the halacha of zrizim makdimim lemitzvos, performing mitzvos in an energetic and excitable and diligent fashion, demonstrates the way we view mitzvos. Is a mitzvah a heavy weight, a burden, a responsibility, a duty we dispense, or it's an opportunity to encounter the Rabbonu Shel Olam to fulfill His will? So I'd like to discuss today some of the parameters of zrizim makdimim lemitzvos, both the halachic issues as well as some of the details of Zrizus. As you all know, the Mesil Sisharim, one of the earliest traits, which Moshe Chaim Litzata discusses as a trait of Zrizus, so hopefully we'll be able to dissect that Zrizus into different components. The source of Zrizus is, of course, a Gemara in Sachim, based on a Sifra in Parshas Tazria, and it discusses Avraham's particular situation of arising early to perform the mitzvah of the Akedah. In this case, it wasn't really a mitzvah. It was a tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't a formal mitzvah as part of Tayyar mitzvahs. But even though the Gemara discusses Avraham Avinu, the same could be said about all the Avos throughout Sefer Bereishis. Throughout Sefer Bereishis, one thing is in common with all the Avos. They're always getting up early. They're getting up early to attend to the Akedah. They're getting up early. Vaisa Raglav, there's a lot of energy amongst all the Avos in Sefer Bereishis. So the Gemara, source number one, is discussing the question of when we perform Bidikas Chametz, the Gemara Masechet Daf Daled. So the Gemara quotes the halacha of Chitim Azrizim Makdimim LeMitzvos. If we're concerned about the halacha of Azrizim Makdimim LeMitzvos, Nivdok Mitzafra. We should perform Bidikas Chametz as early as possible. The Chitiv, source number one, or the Yom Hashmini Yimol Besar or Lasso. The pasuk in Parshas, in this case Parshas Tazria, describes the mitzvah of milas being kasher the entire day. V'tanya, yet the Brisa says kol hayom kulo kasher l'mila, the entire day is kasher for bris mila. Ela shezrizim makdimim l'mitzvos shenemar vayashkeim Avraham b'boker. So this is the Gemara and Psachim Daf Daled serving as the source of zrizim makdimim l'mitzvos. Before analyzing the specific halacha of Zrizim Makdimim, it's important to demarcate it from some of the relatives, some of the parallels to Zrizim Makdimim. Chazal offer us many different, we could say, cousins to the halacha of Zrizim Makdimim, but they're a little bit different. So take, for example, source number two, it's a Mechilta, Parshas Bo, Shmartem Es Hamatzos, a halacha which requires Shmir Es Hamatzos to provide, to prevent any even accidental form of chimutz, of leavening. So Yubi Oshi Omer, Al Tikri Kain, don't read it only Ushmartem Es Hamatzos, Elo Ushmartem Es Hamitzvos. You should protect or preserve the mitzvos. Kidera She'ein Machmitzim Es Hamatzos, Kach Ein Machmitzim Es Hamitzvos. Just like you shouldn't tarry or delay in the baking of matzah and allow it to fall into chametz, similarly, once a mitzvah has been launched, it should be completed in a expeditious fashion. In Bar Mitzvah Liyadcha, Asei Osa Miyad. If a mitzvah were to, a person has already begun the process of a mitzvah, perform it quickly as possible. So here the parallel between mitzvah and matzah is not just phonetic, but just like matzah has to be baked with haste and with care and vigilance, similarly mitzvahs must be performed with the same degree of diligence and concern and, I wouldn't use the word haste because that sounds like it's impetuous, but certainly urgency and acceleration to perform mitzvahs. This is not the halacha of Zrizim Makdimim. Zrizim Makdimim describes how a person initiates a mitzvah, whether a person launches the performance of a mitzvah as quickly as possible, or tarries and delays. For example, is the bris milah performed early in the morning, or the bris milah is performed later in the afternoon, something I'll discuss a bit later, Mirtz Hashem, from a halachic standpoint. This describes a person who has already begun the performance of a mitzvah, has already begun to bake the bratza, already begun to knead the dough, that mitzvah shouldn't be delayed or waited upon. The mitzvah should be performed in industrious and quick fashion. So this is one relative to the halacha of Zvisa Makdina. Another relative can be sensed in three Gemaras in Yoma. Source number 3, number 4, and number 5, something which Chazal referred to as Ein Ma'avir in all the mitzvahs. So for example, when the Kohen would walk into the Heichal, they had a choice to perform Dishan Mizbeach HaPnimi, to clean off the ashes of the inner altar, or to proceed and bypass the inner Mizbeach and perform the Hatavas HaNeros. So the Gemara in Yoma says, source number 3, Dishan Mizbeach HaPnimi, Kodim LaHatavas Chamish Neros. Cleaning off the ashes of the Mizbeach is prior, comes before improving or cleansing the Neros, Maitaima. I'm Rabbaya, Gemara Gemirna, we know the halacha, there's a Masara, Svara Le'adana, Abaye wasn't aware of the Svara. Rabba Ma'a Kuresh Lakish, Rabba actually filled Abaye in, Kuresh Lakish, Amar Esh Lakish, Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvah. So it would be inappropriate to pass by, to walk beyond the Mizbeach HaPrimi on your way to the menorah. So therefore, the first mitzvah or mitzvah opportunity you encounter should be dispensed or should be executed immediately. Another Gemara in Yoma Daf Nun Ches, source number 4, when the Kohen's on the Mizbeach, so he sprinkles the blood on the first Karen, the first corner that he encounters. Just to summarize, another Gemara in Yoma Daf Ayin, which describes the reality that on Yom Kippur, those who witnessed the Kohen Gadol reading from the Sefer Torah could not witness at the same time the burning of the Parah V'Sayer in the Beis HaDeshen. So the Gemara attributes the inability to witness both to the distance between the two locations. Kriyas HaTorah took place at a distance so far from the Beis HaDeshen that you couldn't traverse. The Gemara says, aside from the concern of distance, it would be, perhaps, the Gemara is deliberating, perhaps it would be inappropriate to depart or to walk away from Kriyas HaTorah to try to make it over to the Beis HaDeshen in time, or vice versa, because of Ein Ma'avir in all the mitzvos, and the Gemara debates whether that indeed applies or doesn't apply. Again, Ein Ma'avir in all the mitzvos sounds like Zvisa Makdimim, but it's a little bit different. Zvisa Makdimim describes a person's decision and scheduling, when a person schedules the performance of a mitzvah. Ein Ma'avir portrays the moment in which, actually not a moment, but a scenario in which there are two options, two mitzvos. Person encounters option one, that option should be engaged or indulged in without bypassing it for option two. So something which is quite familiar to many of us from every day when we take out the tefillin. So ideally, since we want to put on tefillin shul yad first, because v'hayali yosel yadcho tatapas beinecha, the Gemara Darshan calls man tatapas beinecha you osel yadcha. You should always have. You should never wear tefillin shul rosh alone. Tefillin shul rosh should always be a complement to the tefillin shul yad. So ideally, we want to place the tefillin shul yad on our hands first before the tefillin shul rosh. So therefore, we station the tefillin shul yad to the left of our tefillin zekel so that we'll reach it first. Because if we place the tefillin shul rosh there, it would be inappropriate to the tefillin shul rosh to bring it out and not put it on. Although, halacha lemaisa, if accidentally, as happens from time to time, the tefillin shul rosh ends up on the left and we pull it out first when our children put our tefillin away or something. So there, the halacha of putting on tefillin shul yad first overrides the halacha of Ein Ma'avir in all mitzvos. We should put on the tefillin shul yad first. Not so with talis. If by accident we take out our tefillin before talis, I should put on the tefillin before talis, because the halacha of talis and tefillin, that seder, is just based on Ma'avim B'Kedusha Ein Ma'aridin. So in theory, there's very little wrong about putting tefillin on before talis. If a person takes out the tefillin forgetting to put on a talis, then just go ahead and put on the tefillin, and the talis will come later. So this is a second cousin of Zvisa Makdimim LaMitzvos, referred to as Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos. A third cousin is something which the Gemara in Nazir describes, which doesn't really, the Gemara doesn't provide any halachic application. It's just a concept without a halachic manifestation. The Gemara talks about the two daughters of Lot. So, Amr B'chia Bar Avin, Amr B'shura Ben Karcha, Li'olam Yakdim Adam L'Dvar Mitzvah. Person should hurry, should rush to a Dvar Mitzvah. Shebischar Laila Acha Shekadma B'chira L'tzira. The Gemara continues because Shebischar Laila Acha. See, all the daughter of Lot is complimented because she engaged in incest earlier than her sister. She was earlier than her sister to populate there. So it's a strange Gemara, And certainly not a Gemara which is normative, you know, perform the Avera before the other guy gets a chance. But here it's clear that there's a competition of sorts or a race between two people, and there is an opportunity to perform a mitzvah, so it's imperative that you take or seize the moment before the other. I have to admit this is a somewhat troubling Gemara, because generally in Avodas Hashem we like to think about the other person also. So if I'm beating you and I'm running towards the mitzvah, well, what about you? You may also be interested in performing this Gemara. So very often we have these Gemaras where Chazal pose the famous Gemara Masechet, right? Where there were three different groups of people who said Hallel in Beis HaMikdash and the Azara on Erev Pesach. They had to divide them into three groups. So there was a natural procession, but Chazal compliment or flatter those people who were part of the first group. I mean, the nature of saying Hallel in the Azara, there have to be three groups. Not everyone can fit into the Azara at once. So our own perspective would be to see to the other, okay, you go first, I'll go later, you know, be a little bit kind and courteous. You take the first shift, I'll take the second and third shift. And it's a very strange Gemara Masechet, that whoever was involved or incorporated in that first group, they are the real tzaddikim, and the other ones, well, they're the schleppers. It's strange because we prefer to have a more holistic view of our Avodas Hashem, that we worry about other people. Please take my seat, please take the aliyah. So here Chazal are encouraging us, Yachtim Adam Dvar Mitzvah. Here it's a relative halacha. It's not a question of time. I'm on the clock. How quickly do I perform a mitzvah? There's a mitzvah. One of us can seize the opportunity. So I'll hurry in. I'll grab it first. We don't see ourselves as choppers of mitzvahs. So it's an interesting halacha. Obviously, if the other person, by definition, is a little slow and delaying, so then your haste and your diligence or alacrity is to be rewarded and recognized. But these are three relatives to the halacha of Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs. Number one, Mitzvah Ba Liyadcha Al Tach Mitzena. Interestingly enough, that Mechilta, which describes the halacha of Mitzvah Ba Liyadcha Al Tach Mitzena, does not provide any examples. There are no examples that are provided. Mitzvah Ba Liyadcha Al Tach Mitzena. The second relative is Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Not to bypass a mitzvah. It's almost a way of insulting the mitzvah. It's not a question of timing and schedule, but bypassing the mizbeach would be an affront to the mizbeach, would be discourteous or dismissive to the mizbeach. It's really not even a question of timing, more a question of attitude and deference to a mitzvah which you encounter first. And the third halacha, it's hard to call it a halacha, but the third advice or encouragement of Chazal is Yaretz Adam or Yakdim Adam Lidvar Mitzvah. From a halachic standpoint, if we return to our focus of Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvos, one could pose the following question. To what degree does the timing of a mitzvah actually affect or change the caliber of the mitzvah? Is Zrizim Makdimim just some external opportunity, and while I'm performing the mitzvah, I also want to demonstrate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machibas and mitzvahs, how much I love mitzvahs. So I'm taking the opportunity of a mitzvah to broadcast a message, an attitude, a perspective on mitzvahs. I'm performing lulav. I could either wait till 4 in the afternoon. I could perform lulav at 8 in the morning. So, by the way, at the same time that I'm performing mitzvahs lulav, I'll take the opportunity to demonstrate mechidos and mitzvahs, and I'll perform it as quickly as possible. It's almost as if Zriza Makdimim is piggybacking upon the mitzvah. I have a chovas a mitzvah, I have a chovas mila. It's a great opportunity. I mean, in theory, I could daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in Shema Koleinu, tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much I love mitzvahs. So I've chosen the context, the framework of a performance of a mitzvah to broadcast that message. But Zrizim Makdimim doesn't really change the caliber of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the same mitzvah whether it's performed at 4 or at 8, 4 p.m. or 8. It doesn't make a difference. But I've added in, I've stuck in another message about the importance of mitzvahs. Or, does Zrizim Makdimim change the type of mitzvah? A mitzvah performed at 8 in the morning is fundamentally different, is qualitatively superior to a later mitzvah. Timing sometimes changes the actual caliber of the mitzvah. So for example, just to take an example, when Shiva University, so early admissions. Early admissions, not just the admissions of the acceptance arrives a little bit earlier. Early admissions is a whole different form of admissions, different rules, different guidelines, different responsibilities. Early payment of a debt. Sometimes when the debt is paid earlier, so it's a whole different set of rules and guidelines. On the other hand, sometimes the schedule doesn't really change. I know I spent Shabbos in the community, everyone's really into the Giants, so they're going to make the playoffs this year. So if you clinch early, it doesn't change anything. You just clinch early, and you haven't really achieved a better positioning in the playoffs. It's just a question of how early you can secure that entry into the playoffs, that ticket. So, Esviza Makdimim, a whole different type of mitzvah. It's grade A, or grade A plus, versus grade A. Or, Esviza Makdimim, just an external or extrinsic value. Some of you may recognize this question from a parallel to Esviza Makdimim. The Beis Halevi, and Reb Chaim, and Reb Velvel, all the briskers like to ask this question, and others as well, about the halach of Hidur mitzvah. Halach of Zekei Levi Anveil, performing mitzvah in an ornate or attractive fashion. Is that just an external opportunity? I'm taking a shofar, it should be nice, I'm taking a lulav, I want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how important mitzvahs are. Or, Hidur mitzvah changes the type of mitzvah. There are regular mitzvahs, generic mitzvahs, Acme mitzvahs, the Acme brand. And then there are superior mitzvahs, branded mitzvahs with beauty, with aesthetic quality. And many of you may, as we're approaching Chanukah, may remember the famous briskara, the Shtikal Torah, on the machlokas between the Ramah and the Rambam about Mahadimin and Mahadrin. Does each person light, or does the Balabai's light more? So these are questions which were raised about either mitzvah, which can structurally be raised about Zerizim Makdimim as well. Hidur mitzvah and Zerizim Makdimim obviously are structurally very similar concepts. Is the caliber, the aesthetic caliber of the mitzvah, is that extrinsic or internal to the mitzvah? Same question, or our question today, is the timing of the mitzvah just an extrinsic factor to accelerate mitzvahs and demonstrate an attitude to mitzvahs? Or is it built in, hot wired to the very nature of the mitzvah? Presumably there could be one or two, multiple nafkaminos, but at least to discuss one or two today. It's a very interesting machlok is Rashi and Tosfos surrounding a Gemara in Yoma Daf Chaf. Excuse me if I remove my jacket, it's a little bit hot in here. In Israel, it's very hot in here. So. The Gemara in Yoma Daf Chaf and Aleph describes Trumas Hadesh, source number 7. B'chol Yom Tarminus and Mizbeach B'kriyas Hagever, a dawn. When morning breaks, Osamachlo, Bein Milfana, Bein Milacharov, V'yama Kippurim, Mechatzos, even earlier in the night, around midnight, over Regala, Me'ashmur Rishonah, Yontif, even earlier than that, Ashmur Rishonah. So the Gemara poses a question, Yisak Adaitach, Mechatzos, Deraisa. If you feel that Trumas Hadeshen is scheduled at Chatzos, Minatara, Hechi Makadimim, how can we perform Trumas Hadeshen before Chatzos? On a regal, they performed at Ashmur Rishona, let's for argument's sake say 11 o'clock before Chatzos. If you feel that the Chatzos timing is Minatara, how could they pre-schedule it on a regal by Ashmur Rishona? That's the girsa, the simple girsa of the Gemara. How can we pre-schedule Trumas Hadeshen before Chatzos if Chatzos is the timestamp Minatara? But there's a girsa, as you see in parentheses, Heichi Makdimimon, Veheichi Me'achrinu. According to this girsa, the question was a dual question. If Chatzos is the timestamp, how can we perform it before Chatzos on a regal? And how can we delay it till daybreak on a regular day? That would be the reading of the Gemara's question if we endorse this double girsa. Heichi Makdiminon, how can we pre-schedule it before Chatzos? You can't perform a mitzvah before it's time. And according to the continuation, Veheichi Me'achrinu. How can we delay it beyond Chatzos on a regular day? Rashi eliminates the girsa. Rashi source number 8, V'idir Aisei Heichi Nechdaminon, Gersina, that's the girsa. The low Gersina Heichi Nechrinon. We're not Gares, the second part of the question, how can we delay Trumas Hadeshen? Hello, Kol Chetzi Arayel Harama. The mitzvah begins at Chatzos. So what difference does it make, Chatzos? 4 o'clock, daybreak, who cares? Ma'lanum yacher. What's the problem? There's no concern, there's no anxiety about delaying the mitzvah. The Gemara's question, the Gemara's pressure was, how can we pre-schedule? You can't take a lulav before Sukkos. You can't be tarim the mizbeach before Chatzos. That's the question. But delaying it once Chatzos strikes, Chatzos, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, no difference. That's Rashi's girsa. Tosfos disagrees. Source number 9. Hechi mekdaminon, hechi machrinon. Rashi lo garis hechi machrinon. V'nira lita, so says the Shapir garis. D'chivan d'zmano kavua mechatzos ve'elech. U'v'chol yom hechi machrinon. If it's the mitzvah starts at chatzos, how can you delay to daybreak? Amai. Hasriza mekdimon mitzvahs. Tosfos believes the Gemara is posing a dual question. A, how can we delay Trumas Hadeshen beyond Chatzos? How can we pre-schedule before Chatzos? Zman Mitzvah hasn't arrived yet. B, how can we delay it if the Mitzvah is Chatzos? The Halachos, Viz and Makdimim, should demand immediate performance. So evidently, there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and Yoma whether the value of Zrizim Makdimim should influence the timing of Trumas Hadeshen. According to Rashi, Zrizim Makdimim is irrelevant, and therefore the Gemara was not asking Heichi Machrinan. Heichi Makdimim, of course. Heichi Machrinan, there's no problem. Trumas Hadeshen could be at 12, at 2, at 4, at 5. There's no problem with Zrizim Makdimim. Zrizim Makdimim just doesn't apply to Trumas Hadeshen. Tosfos disagreed. Zrizim Makdimim would indeed apply to Trumas Hadeshen. Now, it's anyone's guess what the machlokas was about. This is a very nondescript machlokas. Obviously, the pressure is on Rashi. Tosfos is adopting the standard positions. Zrizim Makdimim applies to Mila, applies to Lulav, it applies to Akedas Yitzchak. So why shouldn't it apply to Trumas Hadeshen? Question is, why did Rashi believe that Zrizim Makdimim would not apply to Trumas Hadeshen? Hard to know. One option to consider would be, is Zrizim Makdimim, does it apply tonight? Zrizim Makdimim may require us to perform the mitzvah as soon as we wake up, as soon as we start our day, as soon as we start our routine. Should Zrizim Makdimim demand early performance even at night? I go back to the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Dalet. The Gemara wanted to know, why don't we check chametz at 10 or 11 and burn the chametz? We should perform chametz, bedika, b'dior, first thing in the morning. The Gemara never said we should perform it first thing at night on your dalet. In the end, we perform it on your dalet because that's when people are home and that's our haner yafel bedika because the candlelight is more bright. But the Gemara never posited that bedika's chametz should be scheduled at sunset of your dalet, leil your dalet, because of Zrizim Makdimim. Does Zrizim Makdimim apply to nighttime? We have no record of that in halacha. Could be a person at night. That's when the day ends. That's when you close up shop. That's when you go to sleep. And day starts. It should be a zaris. You should wake up as early as possible to perform the mitzvah. So maybe Rashi felt that Zrizim Makdimim is incompatible with Trumas Hadeshen because it takes place at night. It takes place at night. Maybe that's not a moment of Zrizim. A different option, option number two, to explain Rashi's denial of Zrizim Makdimim to Trumas Hadeshen. Option number two, is there a halacha of Zrizim Makdimim in Beis HaMikdash? Why shouldn't there be a halacha of Zrizim Makdimim in Beis HaMikdash? The entire world of Beis HaMikdash functions on sequence, on seder, on timing. What comes first, what comes second, what comes third. It's like a batting order in baseball. And if hitter number eight takes the cleanup position, he's not a zaris. He's ruining the game. He's ruining the team, the plan. The halacha of Seder is very prominent in the halacha of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is really the quintessential moment of Seder. And if the Seder Avodas Panim is pre-scheduled before the Seder Avodas Chutz, it's very clear that in Beis HaMikdash, sometimes acceleration of an activity could be counterproductive. Sometimes Zrizim Makdimim could backfire. Especially in the Beis HaMikdash, where such care has to be displayed as to what comes first, what comes second, the order, and if the order is broken or the order is ruined, the entire process can be short-circuited. Is there really a halacha of Zrizim Makdimim in Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chavav, talks about two different types of mincha, mincha gedola, mincha ketana, source number 10. So Mincha Gedolah is the first possible moment they could offer the Tanit Shabbat Arbayim. Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours into the day when they actually offer the Mincha. Why was the Mincha delayed? After all, if the Tanit Shabbat Arbayim, the Karban Mincha, the Karban Tanit Shabbat Arbayim could be offered right away 6.5 hours into the day, then why was it delayed for 9.5 hours? So this is Gemara Masechta Daf Nun Ches, source 11. Elam Rava. Bishar Yimot Sashana, source 11, line 2. De'ika Nidarim V'Nidavos. The rest of the year, there's so many korbanos to do. And the Tamid Shalvein Rabbi has to be the last korban. So Bishar Yimot Sashana, De'ika Nidarim V'Nidavos. Derachmana Amar Aleh, Achil V'Ashlamim, Aleh Hashleim, Kol HaKorbanos Kulam, Machrin Aleh Tarti Shoy. Rav Dina led b'shemona v'chaytzi, 9.5 hours, 8.5 hours. So what is this Gemara Misachim saying? Is the Gemara Misachim telling us that basically Zvizim Akdimim would demand a quick sacrifice to the Talmud Rabbeinu Rabbayim, but we don't have a choice because of Olea Hashleim? In classic language, Olea Hashleim is Docha, Zvizim Akdimim. You didn't say Zvizim Akdimim, you should bring it 6.5 hours. However, the Locha of Olea Hashleim, that the Talmud Rabbeinu Rabbayim has to be less, is Docha, Zvizim Akdimim. Or is the Gemara saying Zvizim Akdimim based on Mikdash just isn't a fact? By definition, because Zvizim Akdimim of Talmud Rabbeinu Rabbayim, it's not that there are two values, and each value on its own is viable, but one value displaces the other. No, Olea Hashleim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koveh HaSeder in Mikdash, and that Seder is ironclad, and Zvizim Akdimim is completely irrelevant. The Nafkamina would be, very important Nafkamina, again, to restate the question, the offering of Talmud Shulban Arbayim in the late afternoon, Mincha Ketana, as we would call it, is it based on Olea Hashleim, the halacha of carbon being Docha Zvizim Akdimim? Or that in Beis HaMikdash, in the world of Karbanos, Zvizim Akdimim just doesn't apply at all? Nafkamina would be, when we daven Mincha, should we daven Mincha, Mincha Gedala, Mincha Ketana? If you feel, because the timing of our tefillos comes from Karbanos, so if you feel that ideally in Beis HaMikdash they would have loved to bring the Talmud Rabbeinu Rabbayim as early as possible, they couldn't, they were stopped at Karbanos. But ideally the Iker Zman Talmud Rabbeinu Rabbayim is 6.5 hours. So when we daven Mincha, we're not contained or restrained by Karbanos, we should daven Mincha Gedolah. We should daven as quickly as possible. Because in Beis HaMikdash, if they had their choice, they'd really bring Mincha Gedolah, they'd really bring Talmud Rabbeinu Rabbayim as early as possible. They couldn't. We can. What are we saying now? When it comes to Karbanos, Zvizim Akdimim, Beis HaMikdash, is a non-factor. And therefore, the Iker Zman of Takravas Talmud Rabbeinu Rabbayim is 9.5 hours. That's when they brought the carbon Mikra Dedina. That's when we daven Mincha Mikra Dedina. And there's no value in davening Mincha as quickly as possible. It's a very interesting halacha lemaisa question, which may stem from this theoretical question. So just to review, option number one, why Rashi may have rejected Zvizim Akdimim for Trumas Hadeshim, because it doesn't apply at night. Start your day as quickly as possible, but you don't have to pre-accelerate mitzvahs at night. Option number two, maybe in Beis HaMikdash, Zvizim Akdimim is a non-factor. If Yosef Engel provides a third option, and this is the option which interests me for today's shiur, he claims that here Zvizim Akdimim may send one message to love mitzvahs, you want to perform as quickly as possible. But it may also provide a contrary message. Get these karbanos cleaned up as quickly as possible. You're removing dashing of karbanos. These aren't just ashes. These are karbanos that were burnt on Mizbeach. So Zvizim Akdimim may apply, but not when it transmits a contrary message. In his lashon, if I remember correctly, Sila Kedusha. Here being Masala Kedusha, similarly to Havdalah, we try to delay Havdalah as much as possible, Matzi Shabbos. Because Zvizim Akdimim is make Havdalah as quickly as possible and end Shabbos. What happens when Zvizim Akdimim transmits a, what we would call a negative message? Is it operable? According to the Yosef Engel, this is a machlokas Rashi tells us. Rashi felt that it is inoperable, and therefore, no problem. The question wasn't, how can we delay? Of course we delay it. Pre-performance may be a problem, but delaying the mitzvah isn't a problem. Tosfos felt no. Zvizim Akdimim would apply even if I'm removing the ashes of a carbon. So ultimately, according to Yosef Engel, we have a machlokes about whether Zvizim Akdimim is operative when it provides a contrary message. It could be that machlokes reflects something I discussed earlier. Is Zvizim Akdimim just some external message that accompanies a mitzvah? While I'm performing the mitzvah, I'm also describing the chibas of mitzvahs? Or is Zvizim Akdimim a different caliber of mitzvah? A mitzvah performed earlier is just a better mitzvah. Could be that Rashi and Tosfos We're discussing this point. According to Rashi, Zrisa Makdimim is extrinsic. You're delivering a message to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a message to yourself. I love words. I want to do them as quickly as possible. Okay? But when it comes to Trumas Hadeshen, you can't deliver that message because you are inevitably delivering another message. That I don't want Kedusha in my life. I don't want ashes of Karbanos. I'm going to get them out into the garbage as quickly as possible. So therefore, Rashi rejected Zrisa Makdimim for Trumas Hadeshen. Because according to Rashi, Zrisa Makdimim was external. Send a message. Okay, take other opportunities to send a message. Not this time, because it's a poor message. Whereas Tosfos may have felt that Zrisa Makdimim is not just some external message that you're delivering. Zrisa Makdimim is just a better mitzvah. Any mitzvah you perform, if you perform it earlier, if you prepay the debt, if you perform it before its term, it's a better mitzvah. I don't care what other messages you're sending. Zrisa Makdimim is not about transmitting messages. Zrisa Makdimim is about any mitzvah performed a few minutes earlier is by definition a higher mitzvah, a better mitzvah, it's a grade A mitzvah. And it should be performed as quickly as possible, even if the price tag is contrary messages. So it could very well be that this machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos and Yoma, as understood by Rabbi Yosef Engel, of course, it's very speculative. No one knows why Rashi denied Zrisa Makdimim for Trumas Hadeshen. If Rabbi Yosef Engel is right, in his Gilyoni Ashas, then it could very well be a machlokas about whether Zrisa Makdimim is extrinsic or intrinsic. A second halachic question, this will be the last halachic question, and I'll hopefully transition into the more general discussion of Zrisos. Maybe a question that Trumas Hadeshen raised, which is very, very relevant almost every month. What happens when there's a clash between Zrisa Makdimim and a different element of enhancing a mitzvah? Namely, in the Trumas Hadeshen's vernacular, should you perform Kiddush Levana as quickly as possible? You see the Levana, day 3 or 4 or 5, it's a Tuesday or a Wednesday, you're walking home by yourself. It's not Berovom Hadras Melech. You're not wearing Big Day Shabbos to be Mahadu the Mitzvah. It's, yeah, wearing your weekday clothing. Should you perform it as quickly as possible or wait it out till Matzah Shabbos? When everyone's together and you can sing and say Shalom Aleichem to everyone and communal Kiddush Levana. Or, also relevant, what about Bris Milah? What right do we have to delay Bris Milah from the early morning schedule to reform it in the afternoon if relatives have to come, or late morning if friends, relatives, sometimes the mo'el is a little bit late. Mo'el can't make it on time. For us it's a little bit laughable, but in remote locations when mo'elim have to fly in and be bussed in or transported, these are very pressing questions. There, of course, is no choice. No choice, no choice. So the question of the Trumas Hadeshen stems from an interesting Gemara in the Rambam, so I'll just quickly summarize the Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamos describes, of course, the Aflamet test, source 12, two different options for Yibam. One is Yibam, one is Chalitza. Obviously, we perform Yibam, that's mitzvah mehuderes. But we also prefer that the Gadol should execute whatever Yibam slash Chalitza. So as we go down the line, each older brother is first given the choice, and ideally we'd like the Gadol. So the Gemara wants to know as follows. Let's just read the question of the Gemara. Okay, this is the Gemara's question. Itmar, so let's start from the Gemara, line number 4. Bias Katan v'chalitza's Gadol. So the Gadol prefers Chalitza, but the Katan wants Bia. So do we award the option to the Katan, because he's going to perform Bia, Yibam, or to the Gadol, because he'll perform Chalitza? So the Gemara wants to know, I'm already skipping to the next page, just to leave the Gemara's conclusion. Now let's say the Gadol were to say, look, I'm performing Chalitza, but you know I've got a younger brother, wait till he grows up and give him the choice for Bia. I want to do Chalitza, but you know what, I don't mind, wait for him to grow up and let him choose to do Bia. Or I have a brother, Medina Sayam, I'm a Chalitza man, but he may be a Yibam man, so wait for him to come back and maybe we'll have a mitzvah Mudaris. The Gemara says, Ein Shalmala, it's actually the Mishnah. Just to cut to the chase, the last line of source 12, why do you not listen? Why do you not let the older brother defer to the Katan for a later date, possibly for a better mitzvah of Yibam? The Katan is ready to do Chalitza right now. He says, you know what, maybe you wait a couple of years, the katan will choose Yibum. Or maybe wait till my brother gets back from Medina Sayyam, he'll choose Yibum. Blackberries today, he's just attacks and find out. But wait till he comes to Medina Sayyam. Ain't Shaman, the Gemara says. Am I? Ninter? El, the Gemara says, the last line, Kol Shiroi Mitzvah Lo Mishahim. We do not delay a mitzvah. Kol shihui mitzvah lo mishahim. By delaying, you could get a better mitzvah. You can get a yibum, you can get a gadol. Kol shihui mitzvah lo mishahim. That would suggest that we never delay a mitzvah, even if the delaying may enhance the mitzvah. We never delay. Very absolute. Kol shihui mitzvah lo mishahim. This caused a lot of trouble for the Tshuvas HaDeshen. Because the Tshuvas HaDeshen wanted to paskin. And we delay Kiddush Levana in order to perform Matzah Shabbos. And that's our minhag. His psak is, let's take a look at source 13. Haroa Levana b'chidusha b'mei hachol. V'omer namtin levarech al chidusha l'matzah Shabbos. Yafahim osim olav. So this is a very practical response. He says it depends. If it's late in the game, it's already day 12, 13, and by waiting for Shabbos, you may pass the time, so then you shouldn't wait. But if you can gamble on the fact that you'll have the opportunity of Matzei Shabbos, the moon will be visible, then you should wait. That's what he says. Hey, Chadaleh, lying to Matzei Shabbos above the Karov. Eino leilos harbe b'chodesh kigon zayin ochas. Matzei Shabbos is 7 or 8 in a month. So Matzei Shabbos is no more in your way. Shafidu yemunin the Matzei Shabbos uveis ogimol odal leilos acharav. Even if it's cloudy Matzei Shabbos and they're continuing, adayin yesh zman mevarech. Ki agav neyafel lahamtin the Matzei Shabbos. You should wait. I imagine it's not just based on the timing of the month, but the season and the location. It's summer or winter. If you live in New York or in Alon Shvat. We very rarely can't see our moon in a lunch, but so I don't know how you imagine skyscrapers and global warming and ozone. But it's not just a question of which day it is, but where you live and what season it is. If it's the winter, there's a greater chance. One of the most famous tshuvas of the Noda Behud, the very famous tshuva. Sometimes they say you can learn more Yirah Shemayim from a tshuva than from a Musar Sefer. The famous Noda Behud that Aruch Chaim, one year in Prague, it was cloudy the entire month of Adar. And they couldn't be Mekayim Kiddush Levana. And the night of Kriyas Megillah, the Leil Yudalit, while they were reading the Megillah, someone looked outside and said, oh, there's the moon. So the whole Shaila, should you be Mafsik, Kriyas HaMegillah, to be Mekadosh Levana. Now imagine today, in which shul today would people be so worried about Kiddush Levana, that while they're reading the Megillah, oh, there's the moon, let's go outside and grab Kiddush Levana. Shows a certain love for mitzvahs. And it's okay, we're very casual about it. Okay, we missed the Levana this time. Yeah. Next month. That's why there were 12 months. There's a certain level of concern and vigilance for mitzvahs that's on display by the fact they had the question. So it depends on what day of the month, where you live, the weather conditions, or the proposed weather conditions. But anyway, the Tshuvas HaDeshen is a fan. He's an advocate of delaying a mitzvah in order to enhance it. Problem is, he has the Gemara in Yevamos. So, one answer to the Gemara in Yevamos could be the Gemara was never saying you should never delay a mitzvah, even though that's what it sounds like. The Gemara in Yevamos was really saying was a different familiar phrase, Mishum Iguna, don't take chances. Yevamos wasn't just, oh, Kiddush Levana, Hidur Mitzvah, there's a woman who's waiting for her answer, who wants to get married and wants to rebuild her family. So, maybe when the Gemara Yevamos was saying, it's alright in general, you want to delay a mitzvah because you'll have a better opportunity later. But when it comes to Yiguna, we don't play any games. It doesn't sound that way, but some Achronim weave that into the Gemara Yevamos. Mishum Yiguna, lo mishahin is a mitzvah. And therefore, you can neutralize the Gemara Yevamos. The Gemara Yevamos never said you can't delay a mitzvah. Of course you can delay a mitzvah for some other cause. This means that that mitzvah you can't delay. There are a host of other options to understand the Gemara in Yevamos, but let's see how the Tshuvas HaDeshen redirects the Gemara. He quotes the Gemara. Umikol makom, seven lines from the bottom. Umikol makom uchach hasam. Didafka b'deroy lehistapek shetavor ha-mitzvah. Oz lo mishahin olay. Avu b'she'en roy lehistapek lo. The problem is not delaying a mitzvah. The problem is if you have a suffix that the delay will cancel the mitzvah or will eliminate the opportunity. If the delay may eliminate the opportunity, as in this case, because we'll delay, we'll wait for the katan won't be interested in bia, the katan will disappear and control people's decisions. That's when you can't delay, where the delay carries a risk factor of cancellation. But where the delay is just a delay, in order to enable or to facilitate richer performance of the mitzvahs, he feels he can delay. And that's his way of neutralizing the Gemara and Yevamos. And that's his psak. And by and large, we follow the psak of the Trimas Hadesh. By and large, we'll wait till Matzei Shabbos, but if it's already day 13, 14, or even later, 10 or 11, then we'll, and Shabbos is 2-3 days away, especially in the winter, we'll try to grab Kiddush Levana as quickly as possible. This question as well, whether you can delay Zrizim Akademim to enable a different mitzvah enhancer, such as Berel Vam Hadras Melech, or Big Day Shabbos to the Hadra the Mitzvah, this may also be dependent upon my original question. If Zrizim Akademim is an external factor, or just an opportunity to broadcast my affection for mitzvahs, so of course it could be prioritized, or it could be displaced in order to reach some other value of the mitzvah, Berovam or Big Day Shabbos. But if Zrizim Akdimim fundamentally changes the nature of the mitzvah, we may disagree with the Trimas Hadesh. We may read the Gemara and Yevamos more literally. Zrizim Akdimim is just a better mitzvah. It's grade A, not grade B. What right do you have to fall into grade B performance of the mitzvah just because you want to wear Big Day Shabbos, which is clearly not part of the mitzvah? Or Berovam. So we may disagree with the Trimas Hadesh if we truly see Zrizim Akdimim as an integral part of a mitzvah. So these are two practical or nafgaminos to the question, or repeat the question, and then the applications. Is Zrizim Akdimim an extrinsic element while I'm performing a mitzvah? I also showcase my attitude to mitzvahs? Or is an early mitzvah or a quickly timely mitzvah just qualitatively different than a late mitzvah? It defines the caliber and the integrity of the mitzvah. Similar question to Hidur mitzvah, as I mentioned before. One possible nafgamina would be, do we insist upon Zrizim Akdimim if it broadcasts a counter message? Question of Rashi and Tosfos, whereby hastening the removal of ashes, we may be demonstrating our distaste or disinterest in touching. According to the Yosef Engel, this is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Yoma. Rashi felt Zrizim Akdimim suspended. Tosfos felt it still should be employed. That's the Gemara's question. Second question is, what happens when Zrizim Akdimim clashes with a different value of mitzvah? Berovam, Big Day Shabbos, Trimas Hadeshin's question. And Trimas Hadeshin felt that Zrizim should be suspended for other values. The Gemara and Yevamos may not indicate that, and it may also be dependent upon our original question. In assessing the general trait of Zrizus, not just when it comes to mitzvahs, but life, avodas Hashem, religious performance, religious experience, there seem to be many different layers. As I mentioned before, Avram serves as the source for Zrizus. And the pasuk the Gemara quotes is Vayashkem Avram Baboker. And without question, one of the central areas in which Zrizus has to be championed or implemented is how we wake up in the morning. Very famous Mishnah, I think it's quoted here somewhere, Mishnah Perkei Avos. A little confusing, right? Right, 26, V'gibor ka'ari, la'asos v'tzon avicha sheba shaman. Very famous Mishnah. The quickness of a gazelle and the acceleration of an eagle. Very famous question. What's the difference between Ratz Katzvi and Kal Kanesha? That's a whole different story. The difference between being quick like a gazelle or being quick like an eagle. So this is something Yehuda ben Tema described in a general sense. But Rabbi Yosef Karo in the Shulchan Aruch made a specific application. He placed this at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph when he describes how a person should get up in the morning. Obviously this has general application, but Rabbi Yosef Karo felt that it is a specific relevance to how we awaken, to the energy we show, to the quickness of getting out of bed, to being drawn towards something important, towards dreams, ambitions, opportunities, rather than delaying. I spend most of my time educating 18-year-old boys, so trust me, this is no simple feat. Adolescent boys, I imagine others as well, in a difficult time. And as I tell them, as most of you probably know, that waking up early in the morning is not 99% psychological, it's 100% psychological. Now, obviously, in the broader context, we get tired here or there, we have to rest, but at any given moment, if we have to wake up for something, it's purely psychological. You either force yourself to get up and you attend to your business, and of course you'll make up to sleep later, you'll compensate, but that moment to get out of bed is a formative moment of your day. As I mentioned earlier, throughout Sefer Bereishis, the Avos are always getting up early. The Shvatim are always waking up early to attend to something important. Three times in Parshas Vayera. V'yashkem avim aboker to daven for stone, v'yashkem avim aboker to dispatch Hagar and Yishmael, v'yashkem avim aboker. So it's easy to get up when we're excited about something. It's harder to get up when it's something we dread. That's why he gets up even to dispatch Hagar. But it's not something he's looking forward to. It's something we dread or delay. We tend to lounge around until we absolutely have to. It's no great chokhmah to get up early to daven for stone, or even the Akedas Yisrael. That's already a moment for Gavur. Sometimes there are things you'd rather not attend to and you wake up early enough to perform them. And that's the Gemara Masechet, which describes one trait of Zuzu, is how we get up in the morning. The energy level we show, those initial stages. But the truth is, if we're discussing the experience of Avraham Avinu, there's a different level of Zuzu on display throughout Avraham's life. Source number 17, this is just one opportunity, one snapshot. Vayisa'ina vayar, v'hine shlosha anashim nitzavim alav, when the angels or the anashim visited him. Vayar, vayaratz likrasam, he runs. Pasukei, achar tavaruk, akein avartem, pasukva, vayimayar avram o'alav.